Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Grounding Mental Messages. Today, we're diving into something absolutely crucial. Self-love and acceptance. Now, I know what you might be thinking, haven't heard that one a million times? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Because in today's world, with all the noise and pressure to be perfect, to compare ourselves constantly, it's easy to lose sight of this fundamental truth. Loving and accepting ourselves, exactly as we are, is the foundation for a truly fulfilling life. It's like building a house on sand versus solid rock, right? So, let's unpack some practical tips to help you cultivate that self-love and acceptance. First up, recognize your worthiness. You, my friend, are inherently valuable. Period. No matter what achievements you've accomplished or haven't, no matter what others think or say, you deserve love and respect, starting with yourself. Remember those times when you really rocked something? Those moments of pure joy and accomplishment? Hold on to them. They remind you of your strength, your capabilities, and yes, your inherent worthiness. Next, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective. You know that feeling when you're genuinely thankful for something, maybe a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning or the laughter of loved ones? That warmth, that contentment, is pure self-love in action. Start noticing those little things and celebrate them. Third, challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, but you don't have to let it run the show. When those negative thoughts pop up, I'm not good enough, I always mess things up, catch them, acknowledge them, and then gently reframe them. Try replacing, "I can't do this," with, "This might be challenging, but I'm willing to try." You'd never talk to your best friend like that, so why subject yourself to those harsh words? Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all a work in progress. Striving for perfection is exhausting and ultimately sets you up for disappointment. Remember, those flaws, the things that make you unique, are what truly make you beautiful. And finally, practice self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It's about saying no when you need to, setting boundaries, making time for activities that bring you joy, and nourishing your body with healthy food and movement. Think of it like this. You wouldn't neglect a precious plant, would you? You'd water it, give it sunlight, and make sure it has the nutrients it needs to thrive. You deserve the same kind of loving care. Picture this. You wake up in the morning, glance in the mirror, and instead of criticizing what you see, you offer yourself a genuine smile. You take a moment to appreciate your strength, your resilience, your unique spirit. You breathe deeply, feeling gratitude for this new day and all the possibilities it holds. That, my friends, is self-love in action. It's a powerful force that can transform your life. So, remember those key takeaways. Recognize your worthiness, practice gratitude, challenge negative self-talk, embrace imperfection, and prioritize self-care. Now go out there and shower yourself with the love and acceptance you deserve. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder of their own awesomeness. And if you find these tips helpful, leave a review, it truly means the world. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.